Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
It's the Sunday before Christmas. It's three sleeps, as I was told by my son at 5 o'clock this morning. That wonderful moment in the year that we are almost ready. We've wrapped every present, we've sent all the Christmas cards, we've brought all the food. In our minds, we've got Christmas under control. Until we find the presents that we'd forgotten about under the bed. Until we find the stack of cards that are written but are waiting stamps. Until we realise that we've forgotten to pry Brussels sprouts. Christmas has a way of surprising us, doesn't it? And our reading this morning shows us two men who thought they knew what they needed, and yet God challenged what faithfulness looked like. In our reading from Isaiah, King Ahaz is facing a crisis. Enemies are lining up all around him. He's anxious, searching for military strength and political security. And God says, "Ask me for a sign." You'd think that would be good news, but Ahaz refuses. A refusal that sounds pious, but is really a declaration of self-reliance. He wants the solution himself that makes sense. He wants strength and strategy and control. But God, being wonderfully persistent, gives a sign anyway. And what does God offer this panicked king who wants strategy and power? A baby. I can imagine Ahaz blinking in surprise. This is a sign that victory would not come from political power or human schemes, but a sign that God works through vulnerability, a faith that begins with trust. And then we move forward to Matthew's gospel, and we meet Joseph, a good man. The scriptures say that he's righteous. And in his culture, righteous meant upholding the law, protecting your honour, and doing what society expected of you. So Joseph is engaged to Mary, and when Mary comes to him with the news that she's pregnant, he knows for certain that he is not the father. His entire future collapses around him in a single moment. There's shame and fear about what people might say. There's fear of losing his reputation. There's confusion and fear of losing the control of his life. The respectable thing to do, the lawful thing, the thing that everyone would expect him to do, was to break off the engagement publicly and let everyone assume the shame on Mary herself. But Joseph chooses mercy. He decides to end things quietly so that she isn't harmed or humiliated. That's righteousness as the world sees it, justice, but with a soft edge. And then, of course, God speaks and expands Joseph's definition of righteousness even further. "Do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife." In other words, don't just avoid cruelty, but embrace compassion. Don't minimize shame, but carry it with her. Don't just protect yourself, stand with Mary. That is radical righteousness, not punishment, not self-protection, but love. This story reminds me of a moment during a children's nativity crib service that we did a long time ago. Everything was rehearsed, costumes were ready. The shepherds had a vague idea of where they were to stand. The star had been given very strict instructions to smile. The angels were lined up with slightly wonky tinsel halos. And then midway through the performance, one of the littlest angels suddenly decided she didn't want to be an angel anymore. She tore off her tinsel halo, marched in front of the church, and loudly declared to the entire congregation, "I need the toilet." The whole place erupted into laughter. The script, the seriousness, the control, all gone. And yet, there was so much joy. Real life happening in church. A moment of love and acceptance. No judgment, no crossness, but a community delighting in a child who was trying her very best. And I thought that if the first Christmas taught us anything, it's that God is perfectly at home in a moment that looks chaotic and imperfect. And Joseph models that. He doesn't demand perfection, but he responds to disruption with grace. We often picture the scene of the first Christmas as sweet and serene, but the real story is gloriously messy. It's a teenage girl who is confused and vulnerable, a fiancé who is not really quite sure what to do, a donkey ride, supposedly, in late pregnancy, which is not doctor recommended, I am sure. There is no room at the inn. There is a berth on the floor that wouldn't pass a single health and safety check. There's a crib covered in animal slobber. Smelly shepherd showing up uninvited. Nothing really about that picture I've just painted looks very sacred. And yet this is where God chooses to be revealed. And Joseph's part in that story is not grand or glorious, but it is incredibly brave. He gives up his right to anger, to justice, to a reputation. He chooses to love someone whose situation in the world would judge, and that is righteousness. Isaiah's promised child would be called Emmanuel, God with us. But Joseph demonstrates this miracle from another angle, Joseph with Mary. Emmanuel lived out through human compassion. Christmas tells us who God is. Joseph shows us who we are called to become. Because if God has chosen to come close to us, even at our worst, how could we possibly justify keeping our distance when others fall short? If God refuses to shame us, how can we shame anyone else? If Jesus takes on human vulnerability, what should stop us from standing alongside those who feel vulnerable today? So as we step into this final week, this last few days before Christmas, with its stresses and its family tensions and its frayed tempers, and all the opportunities for misunderstanding, this story gives us a very simple calling. Don't just be right, be kind. Don't just obey God, but trust him. Don't just avoid wrongdoing, but actively love. Righteousness looks like mercy. Holiness looks like compassion. Obedience looks like costly, courageous, inconvenient at times, love. So this Christmas, may we receive God's mercy with joy, and may we share it with others, generously, quietly, and bravely, just like Joseph. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.